I'm sure, like me, as you watched Planet Earth 2, there were times when you just marveled and you thought, wow. I've stood watching the Victoria Falls and all the water pouring over the falls, and all you can do is say, wow. 10 days ago, my wife and I went to the cinema to watch ballet streamed into the cinema, The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky. And the music is wonderful, but also some of the dancing. And there was particularly one dancer where I was just blown away. She seemed to just float across the floor. And all you can say is, wow. Some of us maybe this autumn have looked at the leaves, and we've just marveled at the colors. There's so much for us to marvel at, and we find it difficult to put it into words. Well, how do you find words to describe the greatest event in human history? How do you describe it? It's difficult to find the words that are adequate. And I think there are four words at the beginning of verse 14 in John 1 that capture the essence of what happened when Jesus was born. And those four words are, the Word became flesh. I think they capture the Christian message. And I want us just to reflect a little bit on that. First of all, the Word. Jesus is described as the Word. And the first few verses of John's Gospel remind us of Genesis 1. Jesus has always existed. In the beginning, that's how John begins his Gospel. In the beginning was the Word. He's always been there. There never was a moment when Jesus did not exist. Tells us he was divine. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He's equal with God. He's one with God. But he's a separate person in the wonderful Trinity that we can't get our heads around. He's the creator of all things. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. He is the source of all life. In him was life, and that life was the light of all men. There can be no greater position for the Word, no greater description of Jesus. He is the self-expression of God. If you want to know what God is like, you look at Jesus. And so the Apostle Paul says he is the image of the invisible God. We can't see what God is like. But Jesus came to earth. He was able to be touched. People heard him speak. They saw what he did. They saw God. He is the exact representation of God's being, we read in Hebrews 1. And Jesus himself said to his disciples, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." If you want to know what God is like, look at me. To say that God entering his world is the greatest event in history is to really to state the obvious. There can't be a greater event than that. God coming into our world. So, the Word. Flesh is the opposite. Flesh describes a human being. When we talk of humans, we think of people like you and me, who are vulnerable, who are sometimes weak, who get sick, and eventually who die, who are limited in their understanding. They can only be located in one place. Now, how can those two belong together? The Word, God himself, and flesh, human being, weak, limited. How can they belong together? And yet that's what we see when we read the Gospels. We see Jesus is shown as God at work. He forgives sins. He raises people from the dead. This is God at work. But we see also that he is fully human. He is born as a helpless baby. He develops into a young man, growing physically and mentally. He's hungry and thirsty. He's tired and he falls asleep. He experiences temptation and suffering. And then he dies. It seems impossible for us to get our heads around this. The Word, flesh, God becoming human. And then this Word became. The Word became flesh. This tells us Jesus didn't just pretend to be human. He really became one of us. Something was added to his deity, to his being. He was God, had always been God. And then at Bethlehem, something was added to his being, humanity. He became the God-man. We're talking about historical events. This is real. He really was born. He lived in Judea. He died. He rose again. These are real historical events. The God-man, the Word became flesh. You know, many people have given answers to deal with the problems of our world. What is the hope for our world? And so those answers have been in the form of political answers, economic answers, ecological, social, psychological, mental, educational, medical, and so on. And there's merit in all of those answers that are given, but nothing can really deal with the deep-rooted problems of human beings. Because the problem really is deep within us, each one of us. What we're looking at, the Word became flesh, is the greatest hope for our world. Because first of all, God himself embraces our humanity. There was a little girl who was very afraid in the thunder and lightning. And her mother came into her bedroom to try and reassure her and said to her, God is with you. God will help you. He is with you right here. And she said, yes, but I need somebody with skin on. Well, that's what happened at Bethlehem. God came into our world with skin on. He became one of us. He embraced humanity fully. It's only the God-man who can deal fully with the problems of our world. Only God can transform people's lives. Only as coming as a human being could he take our sins and the consequences of our sins on himself and die in our place. Now you would expect that such a wonderful person would be warmly welcomed. But we read in John 1, he came to his own, and his own rejected him. Here is God coming into his world, his beautiful world, where things have gone wrong, and he has come to bring healing, and he's pushed aside. He's rejected, and eventually he's crucified. People don't want God. They want to live their own way. But he offers the greatest gift of all to those who received him, who believed in his name. He gave the right to become children of God. You can know God as your Father. You can experience forgiveness of sins and new life. So this Christmas time, we're faced with the challenge. Have we received Christ? Or have we turned our back and said, no, I want to go my own way? Maybe this Christmas time is a time for you to reflect and to think seriously, how can I refuse such a wonderful person who has come into the world, become one of us, and then died to deal with our sins? Don't reject him.